From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A bill extending funding for the nation's highways and bridges for another 3 months is heading to the president's desk for his signature. The Senate passed the short-term extension this afternoon. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the chamber took up the measure after the House showed little appetite for the Senate's longer-term bill.
The three-month stopgap bill at least ensures the Highway Trust Fund won't run out of money after this Friday. That was the deadline looming over both chambers as they bickered for weeks over how best to fund the country's transportation infrastructure. The Senate also passed a longer-term measure that would have funded roads and bridges for 3 years. But House leaders repeatedly said they had no interest in taking up that proposal. And the House left for its August recess, passing only the three-month bill. Leaders in both chambers say they want to come up with a multi-year solution, and now they have until October 29th to come up with one. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he wants a review of military security following an incident where a gunman attacked a Chattanooga Navy Marine Reserve Center, killing four Marines and a sailor earlier this month. Carter, in a memorandum, says service secretaries need to develop plans that include the option of armed personnel. Generally, military personnel do not carry weapons at recruiting centers and bases, though commanders can arm qualified individuals for security, law enforcement, and other duties. Six people have been stabbed at an annual gay pride parade in Jerusalem. Police say the stabber was the same ultra-Orthodox Jewish man who stabbed three people at the city's gay pride parade a decade ago. Daniel Estrin reports from the scene.
I've seen at least two people on the ground. I'm seeing now someone being brought on a stretcher. His face is covered in blood. He's being rushed on a stretcher now.
Zoe Shochat, an eyewitness, said one man stabbed was wearing high heels. She said an ultra-Orthodox man ran past her and her friend.
He ran, and then that's when he pushed me and her, and then they caught him.
After the stabbings, the parade continued solemnly. Some sang a Hebrew psalm, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
An official with the International Monetary Fund says the agency will make no further contributions to Greece in terms of another bailout, at least until the country and its creditors make difficult decisions on economic reforms. Briefing reporters today on condition of anonymity, the official says Greece needs to commit to those reforms and creditors need to provide some sort of debt relief, either extending loan terms or cutting debt outright. IMF says that Greece's debts are likely to rise to 200% of its economic output over the next 2 years. After starting the day broadly lower, stocks regained nearly all of their lost ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 5 points to end the session at 17,745. The Nasdaq was up 17 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained a fraction today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Closing arguments are wrapping up today in the sentencing phase for convicted Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes. Last week, jurors unanimously agreed the 2012 attack Holmes launched was cruel enough to justify the death penalty. Now jurors will decide whether to impose it or if he should spend his life in prison without parole. If jurors believe Holmes should be put to death, the final phase of the trial would include hearing from some of the victims and their family members. Holmes killed 12 people and wounded 70 others in the attack. The managing editor of the magazine Rolling Stone has stepped down. As NPR's Neda Ulubi explains, his resignation follows a discredited story about sexual assault at the University of Virginia.
Will Dana was not just the managing editor of Rolling Stone. He had a hand in editing the original story. It described a horrific gang rape and suggested it was part of the fraternity's culture. Three fraternity members now say they suffered, quote, vicious and hurtful attacks after its publication. They say people were able to identify them as alleged attackers from hints in the now discredited article. They're seeking damages against the magazine, its publisher, and the reporter who wrote the story for defamation and emotional distress. Dana will leave the publication next month after 19 years at the magazine. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
An icebreaker owned by Giant Shell Oil has retreated after a showdown with environmentalists dangling from a Portland, Oregon bridge. Activists on the St. John's Bridge and in kayaks on the water had sought to block the icebreaker from heading to the Arctic to prepare for drilling operations there. Environmentalists oppose Shell's plans to begin exploratory drilling in the water off the coast of Alaska. Federal judge in Alaska has now ordered Greenpeace to pay a fine of $2,500 for every hour the vessel is blocked. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.